A blue and red flower logo for Magnolia Pictures. Revolving screens spelling out film for no people in view.
Imagine yourself being successful.
Five exercises to make
cookie recipes.
Big fat butt.
Possession of willpower.
Planets orbiting the sun, crystallize in the letters BFI. Film forever.
What is your problem?
The words protagonist pictures in neon.
Style it in a way that flatters your face and choose a great
cowboy passion pictures.
If you want to, try some teeth whitening solutions. Teen dating abuse and violence is happening everywhere. To take risks.
That bitch.
Step out of your comfort zone. Successful pitch.
Film 4 and BFI present. In association with Protagonist Pictures and Entertainment 1.
Except life is unfair.
On my hips.
Except life is unfair. Fact. Eggs can live. For
don't give up.
A Kevin MacDonald film, the letters capitals in red brushwork. Painted on the window of a plane. How I Live Now, based on the novel by Meg Rossoff. George Mackay, Saoirse Ronan, Tom Holland, Harley Bird, Anna Chancellor. The plane lands at Heathrow. Passengers are greeted in the arrivals hall by security men with Alsatians. A young woman with long blonde hair wearing shades and headphones follows the line impervious to the grim atmosphere. She removes her sunglasses for an iris check. The machine finds a match for her green-blue eyes. She waits at the passport desk, her black tights riddled with holes below her black miniskirt. The official mimes for her to remove her headphones. He hands back her passport. She puts the headphones back on. A body scan and she's in the arrivals hall. People wait holding signs with people's names. Soldiers in camouflage holding guns survey the stream of arrivals. The girl pulls off her shades to scan the crowd. A TV screen shows news of an explosion. The girl moves decisively. In the toilets, she scrubs her hands with lots of liquid soap. She returns to the waiting area, watching a reunited couple kiss. As a teenage boy approaches holding a sign scrawled with the name Elizabeth, she removes her headphones.
What? Hi. Oh, right. Hi. Which one are you?
Isaac.
No one calls me Elizabeth, except my dad, and he's an asshole. So if you don't mind, my name's Daisy.
Daisy.
Isaac has brown curly hair and glasses.
Where's your mom?
Working. She sent me. Do you want me to take that?
Why?
Well, I don't know. It might be heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy.
Okay. Well, we should probably go to the car.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to the car.
More soldiers patrol the roof. Isaac and Daisy make their way through the car park. The day is dank and drizzly.
Suspicious behavior immediately to security personnel.
Where are you taking me?
Oh, they charge 15 quid for half an hour's parking. Stop that.
Daisy steps over a red and white barrier.
It's just down here.
Isaac leads the way down a muddy bank and through a gap in the wire fence.
Ow!
Daisy shifts metal fencing.
I'll put it in the car.
Isaac takes her bag to a Land Rover parked in the lane.
What age are you?
14.
14? You got a license?
No, but I've been driving since I was 6.
He brushes rubbish from the passenger seat. Daisy looks disgusted.
You expect me to get in this thing? With you?
Well, you could get a bus if you'd rather.
Fine, yeah, I would.
It does take about 8 hours, though. And the next one's not due until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
He drives off.
Welcome, by the way.
Uh-huh.
To England.
Swerving past an oncoming car.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I bet when there's no cars around.
They slow past a soldier at a checkpoint, passing an armored vehicle then onto the motorway. Daisy lifts the sun visor.
So are you going to stay with us for the whole summer?
What, I just got here? You want to get rid of me already?
No, not at all. We've been really looking forward to meeting you. Piper especially. She's the only girl most of the time, and you're our only cousin, so You're gonna be like a guest of honor.
He gazes at Daisy with her thick mascara and long blonde hair.
Road! Yeah, well, just so you know, I'm not one of those stupid yanks who's gonna kiss your ass the whole time because you're British, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have we bonded now? Can we just shut up and drive?
Yeah, well, you're the boss.
He puts on music.
What is this? You ladies all. That's where
gold in your hair. To travel to Carterhall. The motorway stretches ahead, storm clouds looming. A Chinook helicopter hovers above. And that gold bike. Leaving suburbia, the road narrows to a leafy lane. A combine harvests a field of wheat. They drive through a village, passing army trucks by the timber frame houses. The rain has gone. A hawk glides across clear blue sky. Daisy softens as she looks out of the window. A boy holding a hawk steps from the verge. Daisy gazes at him intrigued. They approach a large farmhouse.
Here we are. Welcome home.
Isaac parks the aging Land Rover. Daisy kicks open the door. Two dogs rush up to her and a ginger-haired six-year-old girl.
Push her away, Daisy. They'll be
go,
fine.
Jack! Just get off me!
The dogs push Daisy over.
Jack! Get off!
No!
Get off, Jack! Go down!
Come here.
Jack!
The boy from the verge pulls off the dogs, takes her hand, and helps her up.
You okay?
Daisy gazes at him.
Allergy to wheat can produce a variety
how
of
how fucking loser, fucking loser. Sorry about the dogs, they just get overexcited.
Hey, wait a second. Who is that?
Edmund.
Edmund?
He's the oldest. And this is Piper. She's our baby.
I'm not a baby. Elizabeth, would you like to see my unicorn?
Probably not.
Piper, leave her alone.
Elizabeth, you're
it's
American.
Daisy. No one calls me Elizabeth. And if you don't mind, what I'd really like to see is my room.
She pulls her hand from Piper's.
I need to wash my hands, like, right now. Got some kind of canine STD. I'll take that.
She grabs her bag from Isaac as the two younger kids show her into the farmhouse kitchen.
Oh, hey, this is Joe.
He's our next-door neighbor. Well, sort of. But he lives with us as much as he can. That was his dog, Jin. No, come back!
Bless you. Hey, do you want a drink?
Joe runs out at Daisy's sneeze.
And you can wash your hands in the sink if you want.
It's full of dirty dishes.
Mom! She's here!
Piper, leave her! It's not time!
Is your mom out, or...?
No, she's in her study. We don't usually see her before 9.
She's an expert in loony extremists. She's going to save the world.
Piper, shut up. Take Cousin Daisy to her room.
Come on, Cousin Daisy. I need to give you the grand tour of the house. This is my unicorn I was telling you about.
There's a goat in the corridor.
Shh, that's Mum's office. Now we will come up the stairs. That's the junk room that Joe sleeps in sometimes when his dad's being a wanker. I know what a wanker is, by the way. And in here is your room. You've so got the best bed in the house.
There's a cat on it.
Uh-huh.
Daisy scrubs her hands at a basin in the corner of the bedroom.
Well, I think my dad's probably trying to get through to me, so... I'd kind of like to yell at him in private.
Piper sits cross-legged on the bed, unmoving.
So, can you leave? Now, please?
All right. Can I get you a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
The little girl goes. Daisy shuts the door and looks around the room. She gazes at a print of a peasant framed on the grimy wall. There are 6 missed calls on her smartphone. She hurls the phone aside and sits on the bed hearing noises.
My cousin has
glamorous, confident girl.
I hope you get killed after Carter let her car run.
Dumb baby.
Outside, trees and bushes are silhouetted against a vivid pink sky. The screen goes black. In morning sunshine, three great tits peck at a feeder. A rusty statue stands in the garden of the farmhouse. Daisy's asleep, fully clothed on the bed. She opens her eyes. In the kitchen, Piper paints a picture while eating her breakfast.
What do you want to do today, man? Don't really mind.
Let me
I want to go fishing. Go get some fish, man.
Hey.
Cousin Daisy, at last! We thought you'd never get up.
Morning. Sit wherever you like. We've made enough for about 1,000 people.
Mum has an emergency meeting in London. She said she's sorry and she'll see you this evening.
There's going to be a World War III.
No, there isn't. Stop being a dick and get Daisy something to eat.
I'm not a dick.
I'm actually not that hungry.
All right, Jet, I'm doing it.
We let you sleep in. Ellie said you needed to catch up on some rest.
Did he?
Are you a vampire?
No.
How much dead animal do you want?
I'm really not hungry.
If you want, I can make you a sandwich. I've got some really nice cheese.
No, I don't do wheat or cow cheese.
Cow cheese?
No cheese.
Why don't you eat cow cheese?
Because it's basically solidified cow mucus. It stays in your gut for like 5 years.
Morning.
Morning.
Daisy pulls off her shades as Eddie comes in.
Did you get through to your dad?
Yeah. He's fine.
Actually, Isaac, could you pass me the water, please? At least 8 glasses of water a day.
Mom said she'd call him as soon as she can.
Let him know, like, you arrived safely enough.
No, that's fine. He said not to bother. He's kind of busy with work and the new baby, so.
Increasing the supply of the brain hormone. I don't know if that's going to fail.
Hey, have you got something to say to me?
Eddie is staring at her.
What are you looking at?
Unsettled, Eddie goes. Daisy goes, too. The younger boy shrugged.
What was that all about?
In her bedroom, Daisy takes a pill.
It should be taken once a day with water. Stay away from distractions.
Distractions. Distractions.
Find distractions.
Step out of your comfort zones. To successful secret.
Who is it?
We're going fishing, if you want to come.
I don't fish.
Isaac retreats. Daisy sits on her bedroom windowsill listening to music on her phone. A hand appears around the doorframe. Leaving her room, Daisy snoops in drawers on the landing. She troops downstairs and opens the fully stacked fridge.
Gross.
She opens a laptop, observed by the farm cat. She peers at photos of the children when they were small. There's one of Eddie on the fridge door. Daisy comes outside into the sunshine. She wears tight tartan trousers and a big yellow and black cardigan. She tramps across a field. Sheep race away as she nears them. The wind blows her dyed blonde hair across her face. She drifts back, drawn to the chopping sound in the woods. Through wafting leaves, she sees Eddie with his hawk. He transfers the bird from his gloved hand into an enclosure that's like a metal dustbin set on its side. Daisy watches fascinated as he puts the bird inside and shuts the open lid. Eddie hears her as she tries to creep away. Isaac's friend Joe, wearing an army helmet, is in the woods too. He stands as he sees Isaac holding fish out of reach of the dogs. Joe aims a toy gun.
Die! Die!
No way, it's ceasefire!
Terrorist forces don't respect the ceasefire. You're dead.
Isaac goes into the house trailed by Piper and Joe. Daisy watches from her bedroom window. A full moon hangs in the night sky. It throws dappled light on Daisy's sleeping face. Voices play in her head. She sits up and turns on the bedside lamp. Wearing shorts and a large t-shirt, she comes downstairs and peers in her aunt's office through its open door.
I'm not being emotional. The reason my email mentioned my kids is because we both know what might be about to happen, and I've got to get on a plane and leave them here, so don't expect me to be fucking calm about it, all right?
Aunt Pen looks round.
Edmund?
No, it's, Daisy. Elizabeth.
Oh, Pascal, I'll call you back. Come in. Hey. Look at you.
Aunt Pen gets up from her desk and goes to stroke her cheek. Daisy recoils.
I'm sorry I've been so bloody useless. This is peace process. It's a complete nightmare. Hello. Anya. I have spoken to Pascal and I'll call you back in 5 minutes, all right? All right. Sorry about that. Sit.
Aunt Pen clears papers from a piano stool. Daisy stares at a graph on the computer.
Yes. Always prepare for the worst. It's the best way to ensure it never happens.
Aunt Pen clicks off the page and lights a cigarette.
Is everything okay?
Everything's gonna be fine. So, how are you settling it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes, I hope my children are looking after you. Let them wait. Now I've got you here. I just wanted to ask. I've got to fly to Geneva in the morning for a couple of days. And I can't decide whether or not to tell your father. What do you think? I don't want him to worry unnecessarily.
Don't bother. If my dad cared about me, I wouldn't be here, so don't worry about it. What?
Sorry, just the way you said that, just really reminded me of Julia. It's funny. She used to love it here. It's her favorite place.
My mom came here?
Of course. Oh, didn't your father tell you that?
No.
No. Well, actually, the room you're staying in, that's where she used to sleep. I've got to take this. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, hi, Sam. No, it's fine. I'm sitting in front of it. If you tell me your thoughts...
Daisy gets up to leave.
Give you a rough estimate. Yeah. Daisy, don't worry about anything. My friend Sally's going to come up and look after everything while I'm away. Okay? All right. Good night. Yes.
Picking up a diary, she climbs back into bed. From its pages, she pulls out a photo of a woman in the English countryside. Morning. From her window, Daisy watches Isaac lug a suitcase to a waiting taxi. Aunt Pen hugs the children and pets the dog goodbye. Daisy applies her usual heavy eye makeup, an outline of thick black pencil.
Hey, we're gonna go swimming before Sally gets here and makes us eat vegetables. Do you wanna come?
I don't swim.
It's like a really special place. You'll love it. It's your last chance to have some fun before the fascist regime.
She doesn't turn from the mirror.
Uh-huh. Maybe next time.
Okay.
She hears the voices again.
Stop. Like SS4IS. Like, stay away from distractions.
Take risks. Step out of your comfort zone. It's when I perceive physical short.
Find the goal of your...
Isaac comes outside and throws a ball to Eddie. Piper bounces on a trampoline, dressed as a Native American squaw. Daisy joins them.
Hey.
What? Can't change my mind?
Oh, no. Not her.
MB, just because I'm attending doesn't mean I'm participating. There will be no swimming.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, Jet, come on.
Come on, Jet. Jet.
The dog falls in with them as they set off. Eddie covers his ears as fighter jets fly low overhead.
Come on, let's go.
Come on.
Isaac looks excited. Picking up a basket, Eddie follows the others as they run down the lane. Daisy marches steadfastly, getting left behind. The boys leap a 5-bar metal gate into a field of cows. Daisy stops at the gate.
Come on, let's go.
Are those cows or bulls? Hey, guys!
Cows! Cows!
Cow cheese cows!
It's fine. You go on.
It won't hurt you.
I know. I'm fine. I'm just gonna go home. I didn't really want to go swimming anyway, so...
Wait here.
Eddie puts down his basket. Daisy watches as he whispers in the ear of one of the cows. He crouches and strokes its cream and brown flank. The cows wander off. Daisy gives the hint of a smile. Eddie stands with his back to her, tall with wavy light brown hair. He wears a blue t-shirt and ripped jeans. He walks back to the gate.
No way. How'd you do that?
Eddie shrugs, reaching for her hand to help her over.
Oh, you okay?
Oh, fucking dirty fence.
She cuts her finger.
It's cool. It's not a big deal.
Let me see.
It's really fine.
He sucks the prickle of blood. She stares at him, amazed. He strokes the finger, then meets her gaze.
Better catch up.
He turns to go. Unsettled, she follows meekly. They walk across the field, side by side. At a waterfall, a river cascades over large boulders.
Piper!
Piper ventures into the still pond at its base.
Oh, it's cold, it's cold, it's cold!
The dog swims with the children.
Oh, yes. Oh, come
here. Go,
Daisy sits on a tree trunk watching.
Man, it's not that cold.
Joe strips down to his boxers. Isaac splashes her.
Careful! Do you have any idea what kind of bacteria lives in river water?
Not this water. Come on, Daisy, no one ever comes here and doesn't go swimming.
Yeah, well, there's a first time for everything.
Well, save your life.
Piper plunges her head in the water near the dog.
Daisy, come and look at this.
What?
Just come and just...
Joe stands on the edge.
Quick! You're gonna miss it.
Daisy comes to look.
Look, can you see it right there?
No.
Look, just right there. Look. Right here. Right there. Look.
All these rules. You think you've got to obey them.
What are you talking about?
All that noise inside your head.
If you've got it.
Eddie picks her up and jumps in with her. They circle each other underwater, bodies shadowy against the sunlit surface. A tangle of limbs, they rise to the top. Daisy splashes him. Piper sits on the bank with the dog.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not.
She blows seeds from a dandelion clock, plucking petals from a wildflower. They gather round a fire.
This is how you make the best marshmallows. Place it in quite a small place. Make sure it's quite a hot
place. Don't put it in for too long. Try some of this.
Do I have to?
Yes, it's really good.
Daisy, wearing Eddie's jumper, takes the toasted offering from a stick held by Isaac.
These are actually pretty good.
Eddie smiles at her. His smile fades and he stands.
What's up with them?
It's probably Sally just getting into the house. I can hear for miles.
Sally's our au pair. She's got double jointed thumbs.
A sudden wind ruffles the trees in Eddie's hair. The children look nervous. The fire goes out.
What's happening?
Frozen rain starts to fall.
Better get home.
It's snowing.
Joe stumbles away. Barefooted Piper, her red hair flecked with snow, scoops up a handful.
Get the stuff, we're going. Piper, come on, we're going now.
They pile their things into baskets. Piper runs into the house.
Sally! Sally!
I want to see what the TV says.
Piper!
What's going on?
Sally's not here, and I tried phoning Mum, but the phone's not working.
Hey, guys, quickly, come and see this.
Daisy and Eddie join Isaac in front of the TV.
Different groups have claimed responsibility for this attack. And to repeat, we appear to be talking about a nuclear device which has killed tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people in and around the capital. And we're beginning to hear a fallout as far afield as Bristol.
A power cut turns off the TV and the light.
Why did the TV go off? Where's Mum? We've got to go and get Mum.
Piper, shut up! Stop being a baby!
Hey, it's scary. Leave her alone.
Power cut. Whole house. Isaac, get the torch.
Eddie, what's a nuclear?
It's just something they say on the TV. Just now, come in.
Piper curls up against him.
Radio might tell us more, eh?
How far away is London?
Far.
We heard the sound. We heard it happen.
Isaac!
You fucking asshole!
He lit himself spookily with a torch. He sits down near Eddie and Piper.
It's not a game.
Daisy fetches her phone from the darkening bedroom. She holds it up to the window, then takes pills.
In the blackouts that last for months. Should be taken once a day with water.
Stop water a day. Got it. 88
pounds.
What is your problem? Hurry the fuck.
You're disgusting.
You know that? I'm a fucking curse.
She stares at her reflection in the mirror over the basin. In the TV room, Eddie lights a Tilly lamp.
I keep thinking about Mum.
Mum's in Switzerland. Nothing ever happens in Switzerland.
I want to talk to her.
You can't remember. The phone's not working.
I bet Mum's already on her way home. She's not going to stick around in Geneva once she knows what's happened here, is she?
No way.
She'll probably be on the next flight home. Mum's an expert. She'll know what to do. We've just got to wait.
Isaac tunes in the radio.
The government has declared a state of emergency. Do not panic. Following the detonation of the device at 1600 hours today, civil law has been suspended. Any civilians caught defying martial law will be subject to court-martial. Stay in your homes and await further information. This is a special recorded announcement.
Piper climbs onto Eddie's lap. Outside, the snow lashes down. Covering the stems and leaves of roses. Rose petals blanch under its frost. A soft animal toy lies frozen. Garden foliage is wet and dripping. Beyond the trees, rolling hills are green under a sky of light cloud. Piper sleeping on the sofa, Sammy the dog nearby. Eddie pads through the TV room that's become their makeshift bedroom. He kneels by Daisy, who's sleeping on another sofa, and gently squeezes Daisy. Her arm.
Daisy. Shh. I want to show you something.
In the garden.
They said stay home.
The woods are home.
What if there's like radioactivity in the air or fallout or something? Eddie.
Passing the rusty statue, he stomps away. Daisy marches after him. Eddie opens the metal bin where he keeps the hawk.
Oh my god.
She had a broken wing. It needed a chance to heal.
Is it okay?
She's ready.
The bird climbs onto his glove. Silhouetted on the brow of a grassy hill. Daisy and Eddie stand with the bird, smiling as it scents the air. Eddie lifts his arm and the hawk flaps through the air. It circles back to them, almost hitting Eddie. It flies over green fields marked out by low hedgerows as shadows lengthen.
She's beautiful.
Daisy, with a nose piercing, her hair wafting in the breeze, watches the hawk keenly, then turns to Eddie.
I'm so sorry. It's all my fault.
What's this? Daisy.
I'm a fucking curse.
He takes her arm.
What are you talking about?
Everywhere I go, bad shit happens.
I'm glad you came. It's better with you here.
She gazes up at him. Back in the TV room, the lamp glows brightly and candles flicker.
New Zealand's in, like, the middle of nowhere. Must be, like, so cool to live there. Like, there'd be, like, no one around.
Isaac leafs through a book. Piper plays cards with Eddie, whose thoughts are elsewhere.
Look, Geneva's not that far away. Mom could probably drive home.
Daisy looks up from the novel she's reading and looks at Eddie.
You're bluffing.
No, I'm not. You're cheating.
What?
Looking into my mind like that.
Eddie looks at Daisy, his face soft in the firelight. She meets his gaze. Suddenly awkward, she goes to the door.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just gonna get some air.
Piper smiles triumphantly at Eddie, who hands over poker chips. Daisy's standing in the darkened passage. Eddie comes out to find her. He stands behind her. Slowly she turns. They link fingers, squeezing hands. He leads her into the moonlit garden. In the shadow of the trees, they kiss.
No. We can't. We're...
Stacy.
No, we shouldn't. Can't.
She runs off.
More rules.
In her bedroom, by the glow of a candle, Daisy holds a small square of mirror to reflect her lips and fingers them. Morning and a car drives down the lane that runs alongside the farm. It pulls up in the yard. The children watch through the kitchen window as a man with a briefcase gets out.
Can I help you? Yeah, I hope so. I'm looking for, is there a Miss Elizabeth Rybeck here?
He sits with Daisy in the TV room. The others hover at the door.
I'm sorry, this is confidential.
They're my cousins.
Just the same, if you don't mind.
At a look from Daisy, Piper, Isaac, and Eddie withdraw.
From the American consulate in Edinburgh. You are Miss Elizabeth Rybeck, the daughter of Julia Rybeck, deceased, and David Rybeck of New York City.
Daisy nods. Piper peers in through the window. A goat is tethered nearby. Daisy flashes a green card at Piper. Eddie waits nervously, sitting on a low wall in the yard.
What about my cousins?
If they're not U.S. citizens, I can't help you.
Daisy looks at a small padded envelope in her hand. The man goes. Eddie gets up as the man comes out.
Thanks for all your help.
Can you tell us what's going on? Out there?
Try not to worry. Okay, they're going to start an evacuation of this area in the next couple of days. I'm sure they're going to take you to a more secure environment, so just sit tight. Stay inside.
Eddie watches with increasing alarm as the man gets back in his car. There are plumes of black smoke on the horizon. Eddie splits wood. He settles another log on the chopping block as Daisy comes to find him. She's wearing a pretty sleeveless blouse.
They gave me a ticket home. They're going to pick me up from the village in the morning.
I know.
Of course you do.
I'm glad. I want you to be safe.
Eddie.
Don't worry about us. We'll be fine. There's a barn on the other side of the woods. We'll move up there. I don't care about some stupid evacuation. This is our home. We're not leaving.
Daisy smiles at him. He carries an armful of cut logs away. He wheels a pramload of belongings. Piper holding a toy gun perched on top.
We're taking them on the inside!
Isaac chases them, dragging Joe on a quilt. The dogs alongside race towards a small stone barn.
Hey, Pipes.
Daisy helps make up bunk beds.
Oh, sorry.
Lobbing a pillow that hits Isaac.
Got it.
Remember, you're sleeping up here with me tonight.
Okay.
Daisy, you've got to sleep there since you're only staying here for one night. So you've got to have the worst bed.
Daisy wanders outside. Eddie's loading wood into a wood store. He glances at Daisy but turns towards Joe, who's playing with the dog. Daisy's eyes linger on Eddie as he crosses the grass. In the darkness of the barn, Piper snuggles in her bunk. Isaac sleeps alongside her. Eddie sits outside, fretting, nibbling the collar of his shirt. Daisy, carrying a lantern, comes out to join him. She's wearing a jumper and shorts. The glow of the lamp illuminates her long bare legs. She sits down next to Eddie. He gives her a sidelong glance. Daisy stares straight ahead into the black night. Slowly she shifts, resting her head on Eddie's shoulder. She closes her eyes. Inside the bunkhouse, Daisy strips off her jumper. She and Eddie kiss. He lays her back on the bunk, his bare shoulders muscled and rippling. Daisy caresses his pale white skin. Their lips meet gently and repeatedly in the shadowy light. Later, Eddie lies sleeping, one arm slung out across the coverlet. He sits up. Outside, in the misty morning, Daisy breaks a twig and throws it on their small campfire. She's wearing Eddie's jumper. Eddie, in t-shirt and jeans, trudges across the grass towards her.
What are you doing?
I'm so scared. And I want to know what it's like to be 17 or 25, you know?
Daisy.
But what if we can't get through this? And there's life on the other side. If there is, I want to be here with you. This is how I want to live. And if all this isn't here, and you don't survive, then I don't want to live at all.
No.
She throws her ticket on the fire. It flares. Breathing heavily, Daisy links hands with Eddie. Arm in arm, they walk back towards the barn as the ticket's consumed by the flames. Poking out from a giant inner tube, Isaac and Joe run across a bridge. Piper joins the boys on stepping stones across the stream. They throw sticks for the dog. Eddie and Daisy bob idly on the giant rubber rings.
Which way you go for?
Piper swings on one of a pair of swings.
Which way you choose from?
Isaac and Joe snare a rabbit and chase Daisy with it.
Stars above. Which way?
A large bonfire ignites.
obituary.
A crescent moon hangs in the night sky. Inky clouds race over it. Joe wrestles his dog in the sunshine. Eddie catches Piper, swinging her up. Eddie and Daisy kiss. They lie together on the grass, her knees wrapped over his legs. Eddie's hawk swoops above the treetops. Eddie gives Piper a piggyback towards their camping stove. They dish up rabbit. Daisy refuses it.
Help me serve it up.
I'm so hungry.
Pass me some Twiglets.
No.
Try
Pass
it.
Me some Twiglets.
It's good. Try no. it.
Eddie holds out a thin stick. Isaac chops it with his head. They chase around the bonfire as night falls again. Eddie and Daisy kiss.
What's up?
Morning. Joe brings a leaflet.
Residents of the address above are ordered to evacuate within 24 hours of this notice being given.
I don't want to leave.
Stay with us. We haven't got one.
Can't.
Well, don't tell anyone me.
Joe kindles the leaflet on the gas burner. Joe hugs Isaac, then all the others. He swings Piper round and round.
Come on, Joe.
Then jogs away with his dog.
Bye, Joe.
Bye,
Joe.
Bye.
The moon is back in the sky, illuminating Piper's soft toys in the barn and the bunk where Eddie sleeps with Daisy. Eddie stirs and creeps out quietly, but Daisy sits up. Eddie goes towards the door. He's met by a hail of bullets.
Get down! Window! Go, go! Isaac!
Eddie! Come in!
Come
on! Stay down!
Stay down! Keep your head down! Isaac!
Isaac leaps from a top bunk. Soldiers appear at every window. A soldier kicks down the door and aims his gun at Eddie. They drag the kids outside. The kids stand in the yard with soldiers.
This whole area is crawling with enemy units. Okay, we need to get you out of here fast.
Girls, follow me. Boys, how old are you?
I'm 16. I'm old enough to look after all of us.
How old are you?
14.
We don't need help.
But the girls in residential.
Boys, these two gates, Field.
Stay where you are.
Girls, what did I say? Get in the van. Boys, you wait there and someone will come down and advise you.
What's Gatesfield?
Look, this is not a discussion. This is an order.
I'm a U.S. citizen. We're not going anywhere. I want to speak to the American embassy right now.
Reynolds, Atherton. Sergeant. Get them in the van.
Eddie turns to Daisy.
Wherever they take you, find a way to get back here. Promise me.
Son, out the way. Girls in the van.
No, you can't split us
Eddie.
Up.
Eddie, don't.
Move out of the way.
Stay away from us. I'm not going to kill you again.
Eddie shoves the soldier.
Girls, you're coming with me.
The kids are bundled away.
Calm down.
No! Get off!
Come on. Calm down.
Eddie!
Come
Eddie!
On, Nick.
Eddie!
Daisy, let her go.
Restrain her. Get on it.
Daisy's loaded into a truck.
Piper!
Eddie, stop it!
You need to fucking calm down, right?
Remember what I said. Daisy, come on.
Eddie's punched to the ground. He's hauled up by two soldiers, his nose bleeding.
Remember what I said!
The truck drives off. Daisy watches through a grill in the back door. Eddie's hawk flies overhead. Daisy sits with her hands bound. Piper looks out at the familiar landscape. Cars queue by the roadside, the contents searched. A soldier keeps his eye on the girls. The truck passes smoking wreckage and dead sheep in the field by the motorway. A smashed car litters the slow lane. Other cars are smashed on the central reservation. The two army trucks are the only vehicles driving on the motorway. On a side road, they slow at a checkpoint, manned by soldiers with a dog. One of the soldiers opens the truck's back door, peers in and shuts it. The truck's dim headlights barely pierce the mist as they drive through a village, rain falling. The truck slows to a halt behind an armored vehicle on a new housing estate. A soldier opens the truck's back door and speaks to Daisy and Piper.
You two, out.
They're led to a red brick detached house. A middle-aged woman opens the door.
Come in.
She wears a green fleece chalet over a pink top. With a glance at the soldier, Piper steps nervously over the threshold. Daisy follows.
I'm Mrs. McAvoy, and this is my home. So please, make sure you treat it with respect. There we are. This way, please.
She cuts off their cable tie handcuffs and leads them upstairs. The house is anonymous. White plastered walls with no decoration. She turns on a wind-up lamp to illuminate the bedroom.
Toilet's through there. Buckets by the toilet. Water tablets are on ration since yesterday, so you'll have to wait till Friday to have a wash. Here we are. Only one rule in here. Don't touch any of Nick's stuff, okay? He will come home. So?
Water tablets.
My dear child, where have you been? The terrorists have contaminated the water supply. We have to clean it before we go near it.
We've been drinking water at home and swimming.
Well, you should consider yourself lucky. I'll give you a call when supper's ready. The Major will be home soon.
Mrs. McAvoy leaves them in the dimly lit bedroom, pictures of motorbikes on the walls. Piper slumps on the single bed. Daisy sits beside her.
I want my mommy.
I know. Don't cry. I'm here, and your mom's okay. She's just been held up.
Daisy puts her arm around Piper. The little girl hugs the older one.
We're going to get home, okay? I promise. But we need to be strong.
Mrs. McAvoy stirs a tablet into a jug of water on the supper table.
How was the farm today, dear?
People seem to be getting the hang of it. It's hard work, but someone's got to do it.
People do what they have to when times are tough. Don't we, girls?
Daisy looks at the pink meat on her plate. She cuts off a slice.
Remain calm. Do not leave your homes unless absolutely necessary. And do not leave secure zones. This is the wartime...
And chews quickly. Catching Piper's eye, she nods to Piper's plate. Piper eats a carrot. The day is overcast and gray. Daisy and Piper, wearing green overalls, walk outside. The estate is swarming with soldiers. Piper climbs into the back of an army lorry. Soldiers help Daisy aboard. A convoy takes to the road. Daisy stands in a muddy field by a mound of vegetables. She selects potatoes and throws them into a barrow. Others are working alongside her. Daisy stands and surveys the horizon, then turns away, wheeling her barrow to join a queue of women on a track along the edge of the field. Piper walks beside her. Evening and Daisy scrubs the mud from her hands in Mrs. McAvoy's bathroom. A tablet fizzes in the water jug as they eat supper with the McAvoys. Daisy unfolds a map and hides it in her boot. Morning brings another mound of veg. Daisy and Piper huddle in the army lorry with other women and children. Never reignite. Daisy scrubs her hands. The sink drains. The water tablet fizzes in the jug. Daisy peers into a dimly lit double bedroom. She sees a pistol by the bed. Out in the field, Piper chucks potatoes in the barrel. A soldier lets down the tailgate of a lorry.
All right, ladies.
Yeah, let it go.
A Doberman waits on its lead. The barrier's raised at the checkpoint. In the bathroom, Daisy studies the map. She scans the kitchen cupboards by torchlight, finding tins of peas and tubs of rice. A bar of chocolate. She sorts another mound of vegetables. She rides in the lorry with Piper. Tosses and turns in her bed. Riding the lorry, she recalls making love with Eddie. She scrubs her hands. Watching the basin drain, she remembers holding his hand. Lying in bed, she turns out the light. Images of the farm in the sunshine.
No one ever comes here and doesn't go swimming.
It's just to love it here.
Eddie bare-chested.
I'm home.
The vision fades. Daisy lies in the dark, her eyes open.
Wait for me.
Rain teams down as she walks to the lorry with Piper.
I've got everything together. We're ready to go. And guess what? I had a dream about Eddie. He's home already. I can feel it.
Piper climbs aboard, then Daisy.
Do you need a hand?
At the fields.
If any time you would like to clean your hands, please make your way to Water 17. The IOM stations you are reminded to follow hygiene procedure at all times.
Walking past ripped polytunnels, they see Joe.
Joe, what are you doing here?
Welcome.
Daisy hugs him.
Are you okay? What happened to your face?
Nothing. Just a fight with some boys. They took my dad away. I'm staying in this weird house with other kids.
Have you seen Eddie? Or Isaac?
No.
Joe clutches his head. His eye is bruised and puffy.
They said Jim.
What happened to Jim? Come on.
Attention, all workers. Attention. Be alert.
Go on, you two. Go on, son. You go with them today.
Joe boards the lorry with the girls.
Last to go.
They sit squeezed on a bench seat wearing overalls of the same khaki green.
Joe, we're escaping, Joe. Going home. I've got everything ready. Will you come with us?
There's no point. It's all gone. Everyone's dead.
Joe twists his fingers and sips from a hip flask.
Want some?
Put that away. Checkpoint.
The lorry slows as it approaches cones in the road. Joe looks round and takes another swig. Daisy looks to where smoke streams from an army vehicle. The lorry turns around.
Get down, everybody!
A soldier lies with his head smashed on the wheel of the stricken vehicle. Others lie dead in the road. Reversing, the lorry knocks over a concrete cone. Joe yells towards the checkpoint.
Shit, we're stuck! Stay down, everyone!
Joe!
Get down!
Fucking cocks!
Did you hear that?
Joe, get down!
Get down!
Down!
You killed my dog!
Joe, please!
Get down!
Daisy tugs at him. Shot, Joe tumbles from the lorry. The lorry's stuck in a muddy verge. Daisy watches Joe drag himself along the road. Her eyes fill with tears as he gasps for breath.
They're coming!
The lorry clears the muddy ground and reverses towards Joe. It pulls away, leaving him flattened. Daisy lies on the floor of the lorry, her face a mask of despair. Knight and Daisy's upstairs at the McAvoy's in her civilian clothes. She holds the major's pistol. She goes into the bedroom. Piper's lying on the bed. Rummaging in the wardrobe, Daisy pulls out a backpack. Piper watches and sits up.
She told us not to touch his stuff.
Her stupid son's gone to war. He's not coming back. We have to go now. It's dangerous here.
Piper hugs her pillow, burying her face.
Look at me. Look at me. We're gonna get through this, okay? You just gotta take that bad thing. You take it, you put it in a box, you close the lid, you look up and you focus on your goal, okay? Because that's what you have to do now. You have to look up and focus on your goal.
Daisy pulls back the curtain. Outside, the night lights up with explosions.
Put your stuff on.
Piper pulls on some clothes. Daisy goes downstairs.
It's not safe.
I will stay here till my son comes back. I'm going nowhere.
You're going to be here any minute.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting here, my name.
Hearing the voices from the empty hall, they reach the front door and step out. They hurry past houses lit up by tracer fire. Daisy reaches for Piper's hand. Together they run. A house on a hill above them takes a direct hit and explodes.
Eddie? Are you here?
Eddie, come back!
Eddie?
They race through undergrowth. Daisy sees a vision of Eddie. She sits up panting. She's lying in a sleeping bag in the shell of a bombed-out house.
My feet hurt, Daisy. Can we stop for a bit?
No.
She strides through a rocky landscape, Piper behind.
Not now. We've got 6 or 7 days walk ahead of us. We need to be disciplined. Come on, the boys are waiting.
She stops by a rock and searches through the rucksack.
Drinking. I forgot the fucking water tablets. We need to save that.
Reluctantly, Piper hands her a bottle of water.
God damn it, Daisy. What's the matter with you? Come on, Piper. We need to get out of the open.
They climb down a scree slope to a patch of moorland. They trudge through a wood. Daisy pulls out a compass. Piper yawns. Piper stops, her attention caught by a muddy pink shoe. Piper picks it up. They reach an area strewn with oxygen masks from a plane. More debris hangs in the branches and litters the woodland floor. Daisy sees a briefcase and pink headphones. The smoking wreckage of the plane lies between broken blackened trunks. Daisy turns to look at Piper. The little girl looks grave as she stares up at a charred body hanging in a tree.
Do you think Eddie and Isaac are okay?
Yeah, of course they are.
Piper's very pale.
Chocolates!
Piper finds a box labeled with love from Mummy.
Piper, come on!
Stuffing the label in her pocket, she opens the box.
Piper!
She walks off through the trees, catching up with Daisy, who's pacing through ferns looking for a place to cross a small stream. Pausing, Daisy swigs from their water and hands the bottle to Piper.
Finish it.
Piper tries to drain it. Daisy snatches it back.
We need to keep moving.
Are you okay?
I said keep moving.
Grudgingly, Piper follows. Daisy consults the map. Piper's lying nearby, her bare foot blistered. Daisy stretches out on the mossy ground. She closes her eyes but snaps them open.
Daisy.
The ground below contains roots and stones. Below which is Eddie's body.
Help me!
Daisy wakes from her nightmare. It's dark. Frowning at the noise, she rolls over and sits up. Soldiers sit around a campfire a few meters away. Daisy creeps through the undergrowth, spying on them. A man forces a girl against a car. 3 6-year-old girls dance by the fire wearing crop tops and short skirts. Daisy creeps closer. A wailing woman is dragged by two guards and thrown to the ground. She catches Daisy's eye. She's bedraggled, hair plastered across her face. She crawls towards Daisy, whose blonde hair stands out against the darkness. Daisy primes the pistol. The woman crawls back. Then gets to her feet and runs away. She trips. People run to her, their identities hidden in the darkness. Torches flash. Daisy breaks cover and runs.
Get up. Quick, get up. We need to move now.
She reaches Piper.
What's going on?
They gather their few belongings and move off through the woods.
Hazy. I'm tired. My feet hurt. I need water. We've been walking for hours.
Daisy marches regardless.
I'm tired. Daisy.
Will you shut up? I am so sick of your stupid, whiny voice all the time. Do you want me to just leave you here? Because that's what I'm gonna do. If you don't shut the fuck up, I am gonna run and you're gonna be left here on your own in the dark and you're gonna die out here. Do you want to see your brothers again?
Piper nods close to tears.
Well, come on.
Wiping her eyes, the little girl follows in Daisy's wake. The silver birch trees gleam white, stretching up towards the night sky. Sun glints through the wood, casting a dappled shade on Daisy and Piper still walking. Piper pauses to scoop up water from a trickling stream.
Piper. Piper, what are you doing? It might be poison.
I forgot.
Well, you can't forget, okay? If you don't know the source, you can't trust the water. And you shouldn't have eaten all that chocolate. That was stupid.
Mummy says I'm a monster for chocolates. I just can't help myself. Maybe that's why she went away.
What?
Because I was greedy.
What are you talking about?
And she didn't want to be around me anymore.
Piper flops down. Daisy looks at her tenderly and squats down beside her.
Hey. Sometimes people say things they don't mean. Your mom loves you more than anything. And she's so proud of you. I know that for a fact.
How?
Well, I'm older than you, and it's just something I know. And listen, about last night, I'm sorry I said that stuff. I didn't mean it, okay?
Piper nods. Daisy holds out her hand.
Come on.
Piper stands and they walk on together. They clamber over mossy trees that have fallen across the shallow stream. Daisy helps Piper as the stream gets deeper. They pick blackberries and gorge on them. They reach the edge of the trees.
Died while I was being born.
You miss her?
Yeah. Sometimes. If she never had me, she'd probably still be alive.
Piper stands looking thoughtful.
Hey, come on. We've got walking to do.
I hate walking. When I get home, I'm never going to walk again.
They reach a muddy farm track and pass through an open gate. Daisy consults her map. Piper reads a signpost.
Look! That's the boys' place. Gatesfield. That's where they've taken Eddie and Isaac.
I told you. They've gone home already.
But you're not sure. Just because you had a dream. Who says the dream's real?
Daisy stares at Piper.
Okay. Come on.
As soon as I see any amount, I'm going to give them a big hug.
They follow the direction of the sign. There's a small collection of buildings.
Where is everyone?
They walk towards the houses, passing through a fence of razor wire. A fox on the tarmac driveway eyes them warily.
Stay here.
Daisy tries to approach it. Piper, still holding her hand, pulls her back. Daisy pulls free and walks on. The fox loiters by a barrier with a no entry sign. Piper looks behind her. The door to a breeze block barn stands open. Daisy ventures in. It's dark inside. She sees a crackling radio. Trestle tables bear the remains of meals. The tarmac's divided by lorry containers. Piper pads slowly between them. There are stacks of building materials on crates and pallets. Laid out in the yard is a pile of bodies. They're dressed in green overalls like Daisy wore on the farm. The fox skitters around them. From the deck shoes and trainers, it seems the corpses are of men or boys, some wrapped in polythene. The fox munches on the body parts. Daisy gags as she surveys perhaps 100 bodies.
Are you here? You better not be here.
She squats beside the mound and carefully tears open the plastic. Amongst them, she sees a barefoot. She pulls the plastic from the face of a young black man. The top half of a young white man lies open to the elements. Daisy opens more body bags, seeing plenty of young men but none she recognizes. She moves a corpse aside to get to the bodies beneath. A face with glasses and brown curly hair. Isaac. Daisy looks at him calmly. Piper's still waiting. Daisy removes the glasses from the corpse. Isaac's face is bloody at the temples, but otherwise peaceful. Daisy puts his glasses in her pocket. Her mind is flooded by memories of Isaac around the campfire. Of swimming. Of Eddie and his hawk. Somber faced, she walks away from the area with the bodies. Then stops and doubles over to vomit. Piper turns at a noise behind her. Daisy walks up to her.
What was in that?
Daisy takes her hand.
You need to get away from here.
Where are my brothers?
I don't know. Come on.
They break into a run towards the gate. Back in the woods, Daisy digs a small hole with her hands. Taking the glasses, she lays them in the rich black earth. and covers them with a smooth flat stone. She rests her hands on its speckled gray surface and looks up at the trees that tower overhead.
Eddie, are you okay?
Tears start to fall.
Can you just give me a sign or something? Eddie.
A dead goose floats in stagnant water. Piper sits on the riverbank. Boots off, she mops at her sock with its bloodied heel, then puts her boot back on.
Don't worry, it's not far now. We should be home tomorrow.
Really?
The dense woodland thins.
I've saved a piece of chocolate. Do you want it now?
Piper takes it as they sit amongst ferns. Daisy looks up at the sound of snapping twigs. She sees something in the trees. She squats and picks up her pistol.
Quick. Go! Quick.
Grabbing Piper, she runs. Black-clad figures pursue them. Piper trips but carries on running.
Come on! Come on! Come on! Hurry up! Come on!
They skid down banks and plunge through ferns.
In here!
Daisy hides Piper under the bare roots of a tree. Two men pass overhead but don't look down. They're wearing gamekeeper's jackets. One has a rifle. Sunlight falls on Daisy's face. The men grab Piper's legs and haul her from her hiding place.
Big rabbit, aren't you?
Get off of me!
Hey.
No! Get off!
Let her go!
Daisy aims the gun.
I said let her go, now! What the fuck are you laughing at? Don't move any closer!
I'm only winding you up, love, eh? Come on, little lady. It's just a bit of fun.
He falls.
Don't you dare!
The other man starts to run. Piper scrambles free.
Take it easy.
Daisy aims at the second man.
You don't have to do anything.
He clutches his gut. Daisy hears voices.
What's your problem? Stay
away from this.
Take risks.
She almost got hurt.
How to find that life is unfair.
Focus on your goal.
That's for touching my cousin with your dirty, disgusting fingers!
Piper grabs Daisy's hand and they run off. Piper stumbles. Daisy doesn't stop. She turns round and round. Hunts through the rucksack.
The map. Oh, shit.
Shouldering the bag, she sets off again. The trees thin as they reach a field. They walk across scrubby grass. The light is fading. Dark clouds gather overhead, draining the land of color. The sky is an inky blue. In daylight, they walk on through endless trees. Holding hands, their hair straggly and unkempt. They reach a stretch of still river where a tree occupies an island little bigger than the size of its trunk.
This seems like a nice place. Why don't we just stay here?
Piper sinks onto the grass of the riverbank.
Okay.
Piper lies back. Daisy lets the rucksack slide from her shoulders. She lies down, her eyes closing. The river ripples gently and untroubled. Daisy seems mesmerized by the pattern of shadows on the water. Looking up, she sees a hawk flying above the trees overhead. Piper sits up.
It's Eddie's hawk. Look.
The raptor spreads its wings wide and soars.
Come on.
The girls get to their feet and run, following the bird.
It's taking us home.
I told you, didn't I? Eddie's home.
It flies over woodland. The girls keep their eyes on it. Racing over the brow of a hill, their two tiny figures silhouetted against the sky. Piper is grinning as they run down the other side. The farmhouse is blackened, but complete, except for a damaged porch. Piper and Daisy take in the scene, their faces anxious. Piper clings to Daisy as they take tentative steps towards the house, watched through a cracked pane in a window. They walk into the kitchen, a few pots and a mug are on the table. They pick their way across broken crockery to the door to rest of the house. There are mattresses on the floor, some kind of encampment. A messed in with congealed food and mold. Daisy goes upstairs. Another mattress and mess tins in one of the bedrooms.
Maybe they're at the barn.
Daisy marches towards the barn. Piper in her way.
Eddie.
They look towards the noise. The dog pants towards them. As Piper pets the dog, Daisy turns away.
Look at me, Jack. You're bleeding. What happened? Look at me. And I will never let you go.
Daisy walks outside, crossing the grass between the barn and the house. She drops to her knees, eyes unfocused. She clutches her arms about her, rocking herself. Her mouth opens in a silent scream. She's handed Eddie's jumper. Piper lays it on Daisy's knee. Daisy clings to it. Watched by the garden statue, one of the swings is swinging. Dressed in a different jumper, her hair and face clean, Daisy sits at the kitchen table. Piper pulls the lid off a tin of beans and spoons them into a dish. She pushes it towards Daisy. Daisy toys with a spoon. Piper eats straight from the tin. Piper looks up from her meal.
What's up with him?
Daisy looks blankly ahead.
He's in the woods.
Daisy! Daisy, be careful!
Daisy strides across the yard. Breaking into a run, she heads across the garden. She plunges through the trees to the bird enclosure. The dog sits by a male figure curled on the ground. Daisy walks up to it. Squatting down beside the immobile body in a green sweatshirt, she turns it over. The young man's face is bloody. Hair shorn, eyes closed. He takes a breath. His eyes flicker open.
It's me. Eddie, it's okay. It's me. You're home. You're home.
Water runs into the kitchen sink. Daisy squeezes out a cloth and bathes Eddie's wounds.
Before the war, I used my willpower for stupid stuff, like not eating chocolate.
Piper is curled up in a chair nearby.
I think I thought if I could control myself, then maybe the world around me would start to make sense.
Eating by candlelight, the electricity comes back on.
I guess I was pretty naive back then.
Daisy tries to spoon-feed Eddie in bed. He turns his mouth away.
During the war, we all learned to stop looking for reasons why things...
She watches through the window. Eddie stands in the frosty garden stripping the heads of teasel plants.
We don't know what happened to Eddie, what he saw, the things he had to do.
He looks physically well but troubled.
His burns and scars are starting to heal, but he hasn't spoken.
A document crate marked with a Swiss cross is dropped from a van. Eddie watches Daisy through the window as she selects tins in the kitchen.
Electricity services have returned to normal in parts of the South. The new government estimates that within 3 months, 80% of the country should have returned to pre-war levels. Rail services are currently operating at 50%.
Eddie sits on the stone bench in the yard.
Isaac's gone, isn't he?
Piper's in the kitchen with Daisy, whose eyes are wet with tears.
He just needs time.
Piper watches her big brother. The hawk flies overhead. A great tit pecks at a feeder. Buttercups fill the field. A rose blooms. Eddie weeds vegetable seedlings in a raised bed. Daisy also works in the garden.
Now I use my willpower to wait for you, Eddie. To care for you and love you. I have to believe that one day you're going to get better. Did you finish your drink?
She steps up to him as he prunes a rose.
Yes, thank you, Daisy. It was lovely.
She picks up his empty glass. He turns and stares at her with no flicker of recognition.
Oh.
He pricks his finger.
Ow. Does it hurt?
She takes his hand in hers, sucking the prickle of blood. With sunlight in her hair, Daisy gazes at him. She brings her lips to his, kissing him softly. He doesn't respond.
It was like I said to you all that time ago. If the world doesn't end, I want to be here, at home, with you. And that's how I live now.
He twists her fingers in his. The image freezes. Credits on a black screen. Cast in order of appearance. Daisy Saoirse Ronan, Isaac Tom Holland, Eddie George Mackay, Piper Harley Bird, Joe Danny McAvoy, and Prudence Anna Chancellor. More names of cast and crew.
From so far.